Power Hour Nation. I am your honored host, Daniel Berigman. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are two websites. And thank you for spending some time with us. We got a great show. Joseph Meyer will be joining us in about 15 minutes or so, or get thereabouts. Then Deborah Tavares. Times like these, people with insights like Deborah are invaluable. Her research, her long history of predicting, as crazy as some of the things she says, boy, her accuracy is super high.
Stellar.
And we want her here. And, of course, Uncle Kevin's riding shotgun. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning. Another great day in America. It's great to be here.
Yes, it is. We got a story out of Italy. Coronavirus weakening may disappear on its own, Italian doctor says. Corporations are yelling about masks. With Fauci yelling about the fall. Doctors in Italy are saying that it's kind of weakening. It's going to fizzle out on its own.
Yeah, I've heard two or three doctors say that it has spun itself out. Basically, it's not contagious anymore, and it's done for the season. So that's good news.
Dr. Matteo Bassett, the head of the Infectious Diseases Clinic at San Martino Hospital, said the virus appears to have become less potent, possibly due to genetic mutations. The clinical impression I have is that the virus is changing in severity. In March and early April, the patterns were completely different. People are coming to the emergency department with a very difficult to manage illness, and they needed oxygen and ventilation. Some developed pneumonia, but in the past month, quote, the picture has completely changed in terms of patterns. Now, does that mean some difference is going to come in the fall? It's going to mutate again? I don't know. But the talk from foreign countries, we know for the Department of Interior for Germany, the report that leaked, or that was leaked, has a very negative outlook on the coronavirus's potency, its effectiveness as far as death, and what the measures we are taking about it. Other countries are like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. But I honestly think they're going to release another one because that made Fauci and the boys so look so ridiculous. And they shut down the whole world for nothing, absolutely nothing. So they got a safe face. So I think they're going to release a nasty, nasty bug later on in the summer. That's just my thoughts. I have no proof of that whatsoever. But it did make them look tremendously bad.
I don't know if they need to because they got so much social unrest and so much whatever. You know, and ladies and gentlemen, at the end of last week, I was a little on edge. I mean, I'm just on edge with these things that are going on. I don't know how you feel. It gets me. When I see statues of George Washington being taken down.
Me too, Dan. Me too. I was sick. I was sick when I saw that. Lord, that made me mad.
Well, more than mad. I mean, a lot of things can make me mad, but this is like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, there's very few shows that have presented the ideological battle lines as well as we have. I will say that. At least I believe that. And we've been talking about this for a long time. If you're going to have people openly, without recourse, without retribution, taking down statues of George Washington, and they feel they have a valid position and people support them, politicians support them, you are talking about the division of our country. You're talking about the end of Thomas Jefferson's America. That's what you're talking about. I mean, I'm not saying it's here, but you can certainly see it. You can certainly see the beginning
of it. It's coming. That's what they want. It's coming.
Well, that's what their side is pushing for. So make no mistakes what this battle is about, what we're seeing. Happened in China, happened in Russia. You start tearing down statues. It doesn't matter. They tore down Abraham Lincoln statues. They don't care. They want to erase history. When you erase history, then you come back with something else. The schools have already been taken over. Go ahead, Kevin.
Then you make up your own history.
Right.
You can make up your own history any which way you want. And with the compliant schools, oh, my gosh, it's easy to do.
Well, if the schools, just like my mother-in-law taught about 40 years ago, in school, fifth grade, they taught the story of George Washington getting shot at by the Indians. The Indians everything after him. And later in life, everybody got killed except George Washington. All the leaders got killed. All of them.
Yeah.
Except George Washington, holes in his jacket.
That's amazing, amazing story.
I mean, just miraculous. I mean, just miracles just follow this.
Miracles, miracles. And what the chief said afterwards, that man's a powerful man, he's going to be a big chief somewhere, and he became president of the United States.
For his people, said the great spirit,
yeah.
Basically have a big work, he's going to be a great leader for his people.
Yeah,
and George Washington met that chief later in life.
He told
that story.
Yeah.
Spain officially ends state of emergency, reopens borders. Spain lifted the state of emergency, ending a lockdown that began in March, attempt to contain the coronavirus. This is turning into not that big of a deal. Hopefully it'll just go away.
Hopefully it'll just go away and we can go back to normal.
Here's one of the things that we have chronicled that I think is very important that our audience understands. And most of our audience is certainly coming from a Christian slant, and even if you aren't, this is important because this is the battle lines that's being drawn. You know, there's different levels of this ideological war. At the end level, it's a Luciferian agenda. And so there's a big article out of InfoWars, Luciferian March for One World Government, Satanic Group organizes nationwide rallies promoting the New World Order. So now Luciferians are openly coming out.
Openly.
Talking about the New World Order.
Openly.
Coming out, talking about the New World Order. Lucifer's doctrine, people think about politicians or different people that, they have no ethics, they have no morals. You are completely wrong.
Wrong.
You do not understand them at all. They have a complete moral and ethic. It's just not your moral or ethic.
Yeah.
The Luciferian ethic is this. This is light and darkness. You want to say light and darkness, Lucifer, Jesus, put it in any terms you want. Their morality is that God has condemned mankind to suffer by giving them choice. I'm breaking it down as simple as possible.
Yes.
That Lucifer believes that if you take away the choice, he will take away the choice. He will make the decisions for you. He knows better than you, and he will make you happy, and so worship him. Worship Lucifer. That is, I just told you, the basic core of the battle lines, light and dark, of the whole planet. That's pretty much, there's a few things added, but that's basically it.
That's basic, yeah, absolutely, I agree.
That's the core issue. God wants to give you free will, and they have you choose your destiny and to overcome the world and overcome Lucifer. Lucifer says, your choice, look at all the chaos, we're going to create as much chaos as possible, then you'll finally relent and see that my plan is best. That's the Luciferian doctrine. That's their ethics. So when they do things, or when they kill 500,000 babies or whatever, they don't care. It's for their objective.
Mm-hmm.
It's for their quote unquote greater good. You heard these words, greater good, social justice. All these are at the core satanic agenda words. That's just the way it is. It's just the fact.
And these marchings are coming to Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, New York City. Smaller cities like Columbus, Raleigh, Jacksonville, and even Toronto, Canada.
Todd, are we getting Joseph Meyer? Tell me when Joseph Meyer comes, okay? Okay. We'll have Joseph Meyer here in a second. It's a good time for an update. There's a lot going on with the economy and what have you. African-American family, the black family of a woman who betrayed Aunt Jemima. So the woman who betrayed Aunt Jemima, her family says, quote, we do not want that history erased.
Yeah.
If you're new to this, the bottle of Aunt Jemima used to be a bottle. On the bottle was actually her likeness. Now they just have her face on the picture. But that bottle actually used to be Aunt Jemima. But anyway.
Yeah.
So the now they have her picture.
We loved it.
Everybody loved Aunt Jemima syrup.
Yeah.
And so black, white, everybody. Who didn't love Aunt Jemima syrup? And so the Quaker Oats wants to get rid of this, obviously, because everything, what's going on. They want to get rid of all these things, and here's their quote, the reason, because, quote, Aunt Jemima's origins are based on a racial stereotype. Okay, this is very important. A racial stereotype. So, there were a lot of Aunt Jemimas. Everybody had, white people have Aunt Jemima, she's just not black. There's a lot of Aunt Jemimas in the world. It's a racial stereotype. So the fact that there was a woman who took care of a house, and she was black, and that she was a servant, so that's a stereotype. Or that's a historical fact, or that's a character. If you're going to say it's a stereotype, then you can say any character is a stereotype. You can say any figure is a stereotype. So are you saying George Washington, that figure, is it now he's a stereotype or a real person? Or a cartoon character? Is Bugs Bunny a stereotype or a real, is it a caricature? What is it? A stereotype. Stereotypes are stereotypes for reasons. In this case, this is a stupid use of the word. It's not Absolutely. A racial stereotype. It's a it's a character from our history.
Mm-hmm.
And who doesn't want Aunt Jemima cooking them flapjacks in the morning and putting butter and syrup on their pancakes?
Absolutely. We had it on our table, and I'm sure millions and millions of others. So she made out like a bandit, and I'm glad for her.
At least 100 shot over Father's Day in Chicago. 100.
Oh, my gosh.
100 people shot in Chicago.
It's just going to keep on spiking.
I thought they have strict gun laws in Chicago.
They do.
I thought they were keeping people safe.
Only the criminals can have guns. There you go. And the cops. Wait a minute. Is that synonymous? Criminals and cops? Allegedly.
I don't know where to go with that. The straightmoneyanalysis.com is the great website of Joseph Meyer. His newsletter is actionable. It's short. It's concise. It's fantastic. It's relatively inexpensive. Are you kidding me? The price on this? Check it out, straightmoneyanalysis.com. We're always excited to have Joseph Meyer to give us an update. Joseph Meyer, welcome to the Power Hour.
Good morning, Daniel. Thank you as always for having me as a guest. Always a pleasure to visit with you, Daniel. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Did you throw away your Aunt Jemima syrup this morning before you came on?
No, I didn't.
Well, I don't know if we can have
I
you
love
on.
Aunt
I mean, that's
Jemima.
A stereotype.
I've been eating her pancakes for 50 years.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Well, now you're a racist.
Yeah.
Now you're a racist for eating pancakes all these years. Now, I don't know if you knew that or not.
Yeah, you got to go.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get to.
I can say she made the best pancakes I've ever eaten.
Well, everyone who didn't love Aunt Jemima pancakes. It's ridiculous. Sure, anyway, let's get to some economic news. The stock market is very schizophrenic. It's getting close to highs. I have no idea. Well, no, I do understand. We'll talk about that. The stock market is totally separated from reality right now, and here we are in the middle of it, and who knows what the future is. What's your take?
I think this market inevitably is going to work higher, even though I don't agree, as I'm sure you do, with the reasons why it will. I still think it's an ending rather than a fresh beginning. I think it's time to be cautious, use the further strength, take money off the table, and move to the sidelines. This game is far from over, Daniel. These markets are too erratic for me. I don't want to be in them.
When you say far from over, what do you mean by that?
Say that again, Daniel. I didn't hear you.
When you say far from over, what does far from over mean to you?
I think the bear market has a minimum of another 12 to 18 months. I don't think the lows that we've witnessed in the Dow and the popular averages are going to be the bottom. I think we're going to work inevitably lower. I truly do.
We've had a lot of people talk about September, October, kind of as a takeoff, the beginning of a 12 to 18 month slide, that what happened this spring is kind of just the opening salvo, that the real fireworks begin this fall, about September, October. Your sense of that?
I agree wholeheartedly, and I think they may start even sooner.
Really?
I think these markets are throwing off signals, Daniel. The Fed can't continue to pump liquidity into the system forever. And at some point,
why can't
the dollar's going to suffer
they?
And we're going to have some big problems.
Why can't they? Because they've done an awful good job, obviously, to this point. Why can't they?
Because the world is a flood with too many dollars currently. It doesn't need any more. You've got Russia and China moving away from the dollar. The dollar is buying less and less. We're starting to see inflation here in the U.S. As you know, we recently had food prices make the highest monthly increase in 40 years. So we're starting to see food prices get away from us here, and I think they're going to continue to go higher in the short term, that's for sure.
Do you see, I've heard the talk of deflation. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I've heard the talk of deflation. We're going to see deflation on one level before strong inflation. We're seeing inflation right now, some deflation. We're going to see kind of a divide. Inflation in food prices, deflation in things like cars or what have you. Real estate.
We're
going to
see
thoughts?
Inflation in commodities, and we're going to see deflation in various asset classes, Daniel.
Like what? Like homes, or what do you mean?
Stocks, bonds, homes, fixed assets.
If a home costs $200,000 today, what's it going to cost a year from now?
I don't have the answer to that, but I think it'll be a hell of a lot less.
It probably depends on the area, but you think so? If somebody's in the market to buy a home, you're telling them hoard cash and wait a year.
I would wait, absolutely, and I think you'll be well pleased that you did.
Gold. Gold is, I don't know, this morning it went up pretty big. I don't know what it's getting close to 1,800 again.
1771 currently up 1,880. Silver 1,798 up 20 cents.
Okay, so hovered right around 18. What's your short-term, long-term, or short-term, medium-term outlook on gold and silver?
I think on gold we're going to make a new all-time high before the end of the year, and I think on silver once we get over 1850 we're going to go right to 21, then 26, then into the low $30 area. I'll say it one more time. We'll never see these precious metal prices again in our lifetime. We won't, Daniel.
All right, I've also heard this.
This is a generational once-in-a-lifetime buying opportunity.
I've also heard the sentiment, and I don't know if I agree with it, but I just want to put it out there and get your response, that there is going to be such a deflation and a rush to dollars, especially if the market has a big sharp downturn. People are going to be looking for liquidity any way they can, and in the meantime, they're going to sell gold positions, sell silver positions, that gold and silver in the short term will run way down before it goes up. Is there any validity to that, or is that just a pipe dream?
I think we'll see weakness in all asset classes once the deflationary cycle truly takes hold. But I think the weakness we'll see in the precious metals will be extremely temporary, Daniel. I believe that.
So in the saying, in a world of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. Is that kind of where the dollar's going to be in this world of just corrosive, destructive currencies? Is the dollar going to be king? Is that where everybody's going to rush?
Initially, that's exactly what they'll do, but it'll be a big mistake.
People are sitting home. They're obviously nervous. These are unprecedented times in so many ways.
Yes, they are.
What do they need to know?
Well, I think they need to know we're in a generational bear market, that I think the severity of it will be surprising to the average American. I think equity prices have a hell of a long way to fall, and I think once they start down, they'll just keep going. I think we're going to have shortages of gold and silver. If you're going to buy it, I think now's the time to do so. You want to hold some cash reserves because I think we may have problems with the banking system once
the deflationary cycle
begins to take hold in the economy and in the financial markets, Daniel.
Define problems with the banking sector. Are we talking bail-ins? Are we talking bankruptcies? What are we talking?
All of it.
Bank holidays?
Go ahead, Kevin, what were you saying?
Bank holidays too?
Don't rule it out.
I've heard people I trust very, very much say without a question there are going to be Cyprus-like bail-ins where you got $10,000 in your account and all of a sudden you got $7,500 or $8,000.
I don't think we can look at what's happened here and believe anything's an impossibility. I really don't. I think we got some nasty surprises on the horizon.
cryptocurrencies.
I think the average American is going to be shocked when they unfold.
Cryptocurrencies. In, yes, out, no, what?
In, yes, and going a hell of a lot higher. They're going to be part of what we witness moving forward, no doubt about it. Cryptocurrency is going to play a very important role as we move forward. You got Bitcoin, $94.45 currently. As you know, we had it recently down to less than $4,000.
Pot stocks? Anybody got pot stocks? Should they keep them or sell them?
Keep them. People are going to be smoking more pot than ever before when this economic debacle unfolds.
Even without the banking bill being passed?
I don't think it's going to matter, Kevin. I don't.
Okay. Well, thank you.
We got about 30 seconds, a minute. Tell people about your website and the phone number they can reach you.
Website is straymoneyanalysis.com. You can always speak to me directly, 386-677-8642. I just completed the June issue of the newsletter. It's in editing. It'll be going out to my subscribers this week.
You need
it's the most extensive analysis I've ever written, and I'm writing the newsletter for 11 years.
Joseph, it's a pleasure talking to you. God bless, my friend.
Thank you, Daniel. Take care.
Deborah Tavares, coming up.
Hey, Dan.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption, utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soil. So we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage, I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
When I think of Deborah Tavares, I have an indelible image of her at different council meetings, warning the councilman there, the different looks that she is getting. They're looking at her like she's from Mars, and she's telling them there'll be fires, they're going to push the people off the land, and it's going to be your fault because you're doing nothing. The power company up there in California, they're complicit in this, and that the city council, if they don't take action, that this is going to happen. And they're looking at her like she's from Mars. There are certain people who can dig and are so incisive in their information. And what can you say? But my hat's off to her. I applaud her. And she scares the hell out of me all at the same time. But this is the lady we have on the wall. We need her on the wall. We want her on the wall. Deborah Tavares from StopTheCrime.net. Welcome back to the Power Hour.
Well, Daniel, thank you so much. There is quite a bit to cover today, and I'm just going to go over some of the current news events so that we can work this into the enormity of what we all face as humanity right now. And certainly we're going to be talking about the convergence of a massive global reset, which are many, many technologies and policies now that have been stealthily put in place in all of the scenario planning that are now converging. So we're going to be emphasizing that as I go through documents that are going to
Let me pause 1 second before you get going. Just for that word global reset means a lot of things to a lot of people. Before you get into it, define what that means to you. What does global reset mean to you, and then go into it?
Yeah, well, it's going to go into what you're going to hear me talk about, because it is a global massive transition, not only of our economic monetary systems, where and how we live, the amount of usage of resources that we will soon not be able to get to because the supply chain's being cut, as well as repair companies that are in other states that would travel to repair expensive equipment that, say, for example, doctors use, that they now cannot get repaired because of COVID. We're seeing travel being decimated. We're seeing the economies being decimated. The global reset is going to be on the failure of the American dream and on the failure of all economies globally financially, and then building into such a massive surveillance and totalitarian takeover of which we have never seen before. But all of this is just really a cover for more diabolical realities for humanity to face than what we can even possibly imagine at this point. And I'm going to say this now because I'm not going to be covering it as I move along. But I'm going to say, when we talk about the global reset, it's important to understand that we are heading into a synthetic superintelligence and the transmutation of humankind. And it is a roadmap of, to the singularity and beyond that I have been reading and been looking at. And I would say at this point, one of the, and I'll try to sprinkle in things that people can do so that the mind control aspects of the frequencies are not going to captivate them to the extent that it has already millions and millions of people that have been specifically targeted not only throughout every city in the United States, but every city worldwide with these black forces that underpin all of the, what we would consider police forces, which is such a conversation right now. But underneath the police forces, we have these black forces that are intentionally monitoring, continually harassing and torturing individuals, particularly people, by and large, that are alone and don't have close family ties, and they're certainly isolated. And that is the formation of the isolation and the social distancing that we're experiencing now. Because in the context of those that have been set upon for so many decades as targeted individuals, which I cover extensively on StopTheCrime.net. In fact, I would certainly request that everybody go to StopTheCrime.net, subscribe, and tap the bell notification on our channel so that you can get the information as we post it. And again, I'm known for documents and for the research with documents that have been adopted and approved in every city worldwide. So these are not one-off documents that I have grown into an understanding of what we face, what I face, what my family faces, what all of you that are listening face. This is a massive, massive transition on the cusp of occurring right now. So I want to say this, that while you still can, I would certainly recommend that all electronics and Wi-Fi are reduced in your home environment, because this represents part of the most dangerous aspect to our health in today's world. And it's the most dangerous health risks that we ever have encountered in human history and with our species, all living things, from each other, as we're now seeing with the teledistancing and all of the new ways in which we are now communicating from a distance. But it lessens face-to-face interaction. But the frequencies keep us in a more solid frequency prison. So I'm going to leave that conversation there for the moment, Daniel, and move into what we need to understand, because it's here, it's happening, and we need to certainly take action where we can on an actionable level. I know many, many people that are hardening up their home fronts for what we face. And what we face is the reduction of water, the blackouts or the power outages that will occur throughout the world, actually, and the instability and vulnerability of the grid, again, for massive power shutdowns. So for those of you that have been thinking about solar and now the push for battery backup in the United States, a big caution, a big warning. Solar with the combination of the battery backups are weapons. And I'll explain that by saying this. The methodology that the solar installers are taught and trained, and the way in which they deploy the combination of solar panels and battery backups, is, first of all, I want to say this. Many people don't realize that just because you see solar panels on someone's roof doesn't mean that when there's a blackout, they have electricity. They do not, unless they have backup storage capacity. The United States is in the process of spending millions and millions and millions of dollars on incentivizing people to have battery backup, which is the lithium-ion batteries, the Tesla Powerwalls, which I call the Tesla Firewalls. The lithium-ion batteries degrade more rapidly than silicon salt or other battery choices that you're not easily given access to. Plus, with the typical deployment of the batteries. It requires a smart meter, and you are connected to the Internet of Things through your utility company. All of the utility companies are run by Rothschild LLC and other firms as well. It is an orchestrated national smart grid, and it's coming out of London, where all of this is initially being perpetrated upon all of us, with, of course, the smart meters that we were bringing awareness 2 years back. Now, of course, we have the wireless smart water meters for reducing the allocation and your accessibility to water if you are on a municipal water supply within a city. Most important, understand, your water now is going to be massively reduced in an environment where we're being told right now here in the western United States, which includes all of the states from the Mississippi River to the Pacific Ocean. We are being told that there is a new study that has revealed for the first time in 1,200 years that humans, in fact, are responsible for the mega drought that we all face. The definition for this mega drought means it will be with us for decades. So we know that we're going to have massive increased targeting with the use of weather weapons. For those of you that do not understand yet that the weather is fully operational and being used as a weapon, you have a lot of homework to do, because your lives and the lives of the people that you love the most now are going to require your understanding of what you really face. And Dr. Stan Monteef used to always say at the beginning of his radio show on Radio Liberty, reality, it's reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what our future will be. And that's absolutely the case. And as hard-hitting as our reality is, there are very smart people amongst us that will be able to assist others with being able to hold on to humanity as long as we are able. So let's talk about some very important realities regarding this entire COVID deception and the fact that COVID is a common cold. You don't catch it. You don't give it. And we have been so misinformed about our immune systems. We don't have an immune system. We have a health system. And this was all brought in by Rockefeller in the health agencies, as well as Rockefeller, of course, changed the reality of petroleum, where it originated from, by telling us all that petroleum was a fossil fuel and we were going to run out. Of course, that was a reason that they've amassed the amount of monies that they did when they created that illusion, that scientific fraud. Also, remember, as we move through this conversation, that it was Rockefeller that was involved in setting up the educational system here in the United States, with the one caveat to be, we do not want thinkers. We want slaves. We want doers of our agendas.
And sadly,
workers. And sadly, that is what we are seeing. That is what we are seeing. So I want to go over a few headlines. This is important.
Let me pause you before you do. Your information is very heavy. It's very it's also very documented and very substantial. I don't want people to have that impression. It's straight. So somebody's listening, especially if they're new, if they haven't listened to you maybe once or twice, whatever. What do you want somebody at home listening to you? What do you want them to be thinking right now as you move forward?
Well, I want them to realize the truth. I want them to realize the degree of fraud and fraudulent information and betrayal that we sadly have all now realized we must face. It's massive betrayal. It's lies and deception from the highest levels of government, of military operations, of space-based weapons, etc. So I guess for me, I would wish that people could absorb as much as possible and as quickly as in a time frame as possible, because we really do need to move forward rapidly, and which is one of the reasons I post videos up on StopTheCrime.net. They're essentially cliff notes of much of the information that we have dug up for many years. so that people can get to the documents that we recommend that are fast reads, such as Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. Also, The Great American Adventure is a very good one. The Fruit from a Poisonous Tree by Melvin Stamper, S-T-A-M-P-E-R. I could go on and on with books. Sadly, I don't believe we have that kind of time, because what has occurred is so embedded and so so forward in its movement upon us that we just really don't have a lot of time. So with that question, I'd like to just go over some of the headlines very quickly, and we're going to touch upon the monetary system collapsing and what we're already seeing, and I want to bring this to everybody's attention. Right now, the Federal Reserve is COVID-19. Now, remember, the Federal Reserve is not federal. It has no reserves. It's the international banking cartel that runs the Federal Reserve. So they're saying that due to COVID, their mint presses have been reduced. They haven't been able to create the amount of coinage. That is simply disinformation. What we're seeing happening is the slow transition to some type of a digital currency. And we don't know yet what that will look like. We do know that that will be a massive social credit scoring system based on electronics, likely implantables in our bodies to determine what we get as far as food, as long as we're obedient and comply to the requirements of getting ultimately.
All right, let me pause right there. What you just said is extremely important. And for people, we live in America. They're probably thinking, wait a minute, Deborah, we live in the United States of America. That'll never happen. Blah, blah, blah. They're probably in denial about it. They just can't believe what you said is even a possibility. Please, you know, help us understand how real, how close this is, and
well,
maybe what
we can
do
will.
About it.
Yeah, I will. And again, doing about it is first knowing. There's nothing you can do about anything if you do not know what is occurring. And people will ask me all the time, well, what do we do? And there are many people that I know that are doing a lot right now. And they're hardening up their communities. They're accessing water, which, again, we run the website primarywater.org. It is a must-know to teach all of your children and everybody you know as rapidly as possible that we are the water planet. We are not running out of water, another tremendous psyops. But regarding what I just said about the coin inventories, it's important to understand that now they are engaged in strategic allocation of coin inventories. And it is important to understand where this information came from. And it came from the Federal Reserve. And it is called strategic allocation of coin inventories. They're going to be allocating coinage at various banks, only asking them to take what they need in the short term as far as coins go. They're asking all the banks to reduce any impediments of us redeeming our coinage when normally it will cost us a fee. They're asking all of that to be waived, because essentially what is occurring is we're watching the reset, the war on cash, and again, a digital currency. And that will be to monitor all of our behaviors and to know everything that we do on how we spend. And again, we need to understand that that's just one of the global resets. It's the currency.
When this started to hit and Walmart started to transform, turned into like a dog training center, you know, with the blue dots on the floor, the masks, everything. And I'm just sitting there looking at this and like, oh my God, what? This is ridiculous. And then the cashier gave me change back one time and it hit me like a lightning bolt. I mean, of course I've had this thought before, but it's like, how in the world can they let this go on and they're going to let us transfer cash? There is no way at some point in the future they're not going to say, well, cash is dirty. We got to get rid of cash. We can't have you passing cash back and forth. I mean, it just hit me like a lightning bolt.
Well, many people should have that lightning bolt strike other than a real lightning bolt strike, which they obviously can also create with technologies. But that aside, Yes, we're now seeing, for example, in the Whole Foods that is owned by Amazon, we're now seeing the funneling into only one cash register for checkout that yeah. will allow cash. Everything else is now the Amazon Prime card. And they're even having the opportunity for people that are picking up their groceries that have ordered in advance. They've really reserved all the parking areas that are up close to the stores for that ease of picking up the food. That goes into what is happening with the restaurants and why all of the restaurants were initially closed, not only, of course, to bankrupt the global market, and to wipe out entrepreneurs and their assets, but to transform restaurants into kitchens only, where everything will be delivered. This is a stealth move into the autonomous vehicles, the unmanned vehicles that have been the goal to eliminate all transportation and to eliminate the use of what they say fossil fuels for all of us. Make no mistake, what they're saying now is they're replacing the delivery trucking system worldwide. Those that drive the trucks and deliver our goods and services over state borders and even through counties. They're saying that COVID is a lifestyle now, life with COVID. So they're going to sell the unmanned vehicles with the cross-border need that we need delivery. So when these vehicles, and they're working on them now, overseas in the UK, or I should say in Europe, in the EU, they're already testing unmanned transportation trucks at this point. And they're suggesting that without a driver, without a contaminated vector called a human, that they can then deliver the products over the borders without spreading the infection. They're also saying, this is an important aspect to note, that all of the major thoroughfares throughout the United States and abroad are certainly, as we connect, for example, from San Francisco to Los Angeles on the main thoroughfare, they're saying that that is also a road of increased COVID and vector, because we're spreading it as we travel. We don't have our windows rolled down and we're not wearing our masks. Well, I will tell you what is really occurring. COVID is a mask. It is a cover-up for increased frequencies. You might note, and if you have the meter that I recommend on the solutions page of stopthecrime.net, it's about $149. You can buy this meter that will advise you where hidden towers are that you will not perhaps notice with your naked eye, because they're now hiding all of these transmission frequencies along roadways now. Actually, a few years ago, when we visited a fish hatchery that was involved in the coho salmon, we were watching them slit open these little 3-inch coho salmon and stick a RFID chip in them. It looked horrid. It looked very horrid. But I asked the question, how are you following the migration of these salmon? And they said, along the Russian River. Now, the Russian River is in Northern California, and it runs along Bohemian Grove, and it goes on out to the Pacific Ocean. So for those of you geographically, you might get a mind's eye of what I'm saying.
This is near, like, if they're looking at the coast of California, is that midway? Is it two-thirds up?
It's about 60 miles north of the Golden Gate Bridge, and where Bohemian Grove is located. I'm about a half hour from Bohemian Grove. And the Russian River is one of our main rivers here that goes along the Bohemian Grove. And I was told that they have hidden transponders and receivers in the embankment of the river. So what we now have are hidden transponders and receivers that will pick up any one of us that decides to attempt to go out of our imprisoned boundaries. Because make no mistake, the social distancing, the confinement in our homes is creating a prison. We are being imprisoned in our homes. And we
that we pay
soon,
for. And we pay for it.
Yes. So
they don't
let's
even have
talk-
to build a prison. We pay for our own prison.
Well, and we're funding it as well. So
yeah.
Let's talk about some of the other aspects. They're talking about how all the COVID cases are surging worldwide. So we know that we're going to have a second massive surge in a greater shutdown. That's obvious for those of you that are paying attention with the falsified, with the actual scenario planning of all of these riots and all of this behavior in our cities of looting and breaking windows of businesses that are barely able to hold on financially, if at all. That is also part of a scenario planning, make no mistake. The George Floyd death, of course, many are suggesting could be questionable, and I won't go into that questionable aspect of that.
Look, I'll say something. Here's what you need to question. They knew each other. I don't know how much more you want to say. They knew each other. I mean, is that a coincidence?
And the Asian police officer that was in the foreground, his sister was married to the cop that presumably was killing George Floyd. So there's a close relationship there. I see we're coming up on a break, so we'll come back to this.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking to Debbie Tavares. StopTheCrime.net. Please check it out. ThePowerHour.com. We'll be right back. Where would you rather be right now?
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.